It's Thursday, the 13th of February, 2025, and you're listening to Northland Views here on Sunsounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader and flagstaff, Chuck Kaufman. Today, we have these headlines from the WilliamsNews.com website, News of Williams and the Grand Canyon. Interior order threatens to open Grand Canyon National Monument to new uranium mining. Park's 7th grader wins county spelling bee, and Williams 911, the week of February the 12th. Starting with that first headline, Interior Order threatens to open Grand Canyon National Monument to new uranium mining. This is from the 10th of February from the Center for Biological Diversity, Grand Canyon National Park. Tribes, conservation organizations, and community groups recently defended Baj Navajo Itai Kukveni ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument, which could be at risk under Interior Secretary Doug Burgum's order February the 3rd to review national monuments and mineral withdrawals. The monument safeguards nearly 1 million acres surrounding the iconic Grand Canyon National Park from new uranium mining claims. It enjoys widespread bipartisan public support in Arizona and backing from tribes, businesses, governments, elected officials, and conservation groups. The monument harbors sacred sites like Red Butte, and its diverse ecology includes federally protected animals like the California condor and species of plants and animals found nowhere else on Earth. Designated by President Biden in 2023, Baj Navajo Itai Kukveni was originally proposed by the Grand Canyon Tribal Coalition, which includes 14 tribal nations. Its designation followed a 2012 mineral withdrawal safeguarding the region and the Grand Canyon's aquifers and springs from new uranium mining. Baj Navajo means where tribes roam for the Havasupai tribe, and Itai Kukveni means our ancestral footprints in Hopi. The groups issued the following statements. We stand with the tribes who proposed this monument and the vast majority of Arizonans who supported against these reckless attacks, said Taylor McKinnon, Southwest Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. These iconic cultural landscapes and the remarkable biodiversity deserve protection from more water-polluting uranium mining. We'll do everything we can to keep these protections in place. We have and continue to support the indigenous people who have been stewards of and advocated for protection of the Baj Navajo Itai Kukveni ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon as a national monument that will be co-managed by tribal nations, said Sandy Baer, director of the Sierra Club's Grand Canyon chapter. This action by the Trump administration could put at risk the waters, cultural resources, and wildlife of the region, plus the economy of northern Arizona. We must strongly and vociferously say no to including these precious lands in the order. As people of faith, we're called to be stewards of creation, honoring and protecting sacred lands and waters that sustain life. The Baj Navajo Itai Kukveni ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument holds deep spiritual and cultural significance, particularly for indigenous communities who have stewarded this land for generations, said Reverend Katie Sexton, executive director of the Arizona Faith Network. Any effort to weaken its protections threatens not only the environment, but also our moral responsibility to care for God's creation. Arizona Faith Network stands in solidarity with tribal nations and all who seek to safeguard this irreplaceable landscape for future generations. Today, Baj Navajo Itai Kukveni, ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument, protects the essential lands, waters, wildlife, and cultural heritage of Grand Canyon's rimlands but only after many decades of advocacy by tribes, along with a broad community of support in Arizona and all across America, which includes Wild Arizona, said Kelly Burke, co-executive director of Wild Arizona. Any action to diminish or remove this protection opens the door to large-scale industrial development with associated irreversible harms to springs, streams, and precious aquifers, indigenous cultures, the outdoor recreation economy, and wildlife habitat and corridors of the Grand Canyon region. Arizona deserves better from this administration. Protecting wild landscapes like Baj, Navajo, Itai, Kukveni, ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument, is essential to the health of our planet and society, said Danny Gavel, founder and owner of Catula. They provide clean water, food, and cultural and recreational value, and their sustainable management is vital for future generations. Catula stands in solidarity with the tribes and the vast majority of Arizonans who support this designation. Decades in the making, with strong tribal leadership and overwhelming public support, Baj Navajo Itai Kukveni preserves a vast cultural and natural landscape. Protecting this monument is critical, and weakening its safeguards to prioritize energy leasing could threaten the greater Grand Canyon landscape, said Sanobar Mirza, Arizona Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association. For over a century, the Antiquities Act has served as the bedrock for conserving our nation's iconic landmarks, including the Grand Canyon itself. If we lose these places to oil and gas drilling or mining, there's no going back. We live in a country of brilliant minds capable of making us a world leader in energy innovation, yet Burgum and the Trump administration seem to think the only way to achieve what they call energy dominance is to abuse and desecrate our lands and water, said Dana Orozco, federal organizer for Quispa, Arizona. Our national monuments belong to the people, not corporations. In Arizona, 91% of voters support protecting public lands. Now is the time to stand as earth protectors alongside our indigenous relatives who have long led the fight for the designation of Baj Navajo Itai Kukveni, ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument. We must defend our lands, waters, and wildlife from corporate greed. A cleaner future is possible. We can innovate without destroying the planet. And that's Interior Order threatens to open Grand Canyon National Monument to new uranium mining. Our next article is by Alexandra Wittenberg from the 11th of February. Park's 7th grader wins County Spelling Bee. Flagstaff. Tyla Hoffa, 7th grader from Maine Consolidated School in Parks, Arizona, won the 2025 Coconino County Spelling Bee February the 1st. Tyla was determined the winner upon spelling the word oblique correctly after battling through the last few rounds with runner-up Daphne Hammer from San Francisco de Assisi and third-place winner Aaron Ebers from Mount Eldon Middle School. Oblique means slanting line. Tyler received $250 from the Flagstaff Rotary Club and will move on to compete in the state Spelling Bee in Phoenix on March 15th. The second-place winner received $150 from the Williams Rotary Club, and third-place winner received $100 from Realty 85 Williams. Each speller here today is already a winner, as these spellers encompass the school's champions of all Coconino County, Superintendent Cheryl Mango Paget said. This year's County Spelling Bee was coordinated and hosted by the County Superintendent of Schools' office. The bee was held at Flagstaff High School. The 2025 Coconino County Spelling Bee consisted of home, public, charter, and private school students from throughout the county who won their school or district spelling bee. And that's Park's seventh grader wins County Spelling Bee. Our next item, Williams 911, the week of February the 12th. This is from the 10th of February. Williams Police Department responded to the following calls February 4th through February 6th. Found driver's license was turned into the police department and the license mailed back via certified mail. Woman came into the police department to report a road rage incident between her and a neighbor out on 64. No weapons, just hand gestures and tailgating. Officer spoke to the other party and documented the reporting party for road rage. Officers advised them to separate. Report of a white box truck driving on the freeway without tires exited Highway 163. Officers were unable to locate it. A subject came in and talked with the officer in regards to gun laws and possible domestic violence. The information provided along with the Coconino County Sheriff's Office number for incident occurred out in the county. Next, DUI arrest, subject driving 30-plus in downtown. SFTS conducted, blew a .16 and .17. The Williams Police Department dispatcher went to start her car at the end of the shift and found a person sleeping in her car. The officers gave him a ride back to his house. Family Dollar called in and reported a shoplifting subject who left on a bicycle headed east on Route 66. Officers tried to stop him, and he disregarded the officer's command and threw the items he stole. He eventually stopped and threatened an officer. Family Dollar declined charges, and the subject was released. Officer assisted a tenant in regards to evicting a person staying with them. Officers responded to a person complaining of a drone flying near their backyard. Officers made contact with the drone operator and found that he was taking photos of the property next door that was for sale. No crime. Officer and the Williams Fire Department responded to a female subject who had an affected foot and bed sores. The Lifeline ambulance transported. That's Williams 911 for the week of February the 12th. You're listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Did you know that you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona programming either as it streams or at a time of your choosing by simply going to the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org or by downloading the Sun Sounds of Arizona app? That app is available for your iPhone or iPad from the Apple App Store or for your Android phone or tablet by going to the Google Play Store. And then finally, you can listen to Sun Sounds of Arizona streaming on your Amazon Dot or Echo. Our next item, legislation would create 5 new rural groundwater management areas. This article is by Howard Fisher for the Courier and reported on the WilliamsNews.com website. From the 30th of January, Phoenix. Backed by elected officials from rural areas, Democrat lawmakers have unveiled what they hope will be a plan to finally provide some protections against their groundwater drying up. Legislation introduced at the Capitol would create 5 new rural groundwater management areas where members of local councils could set limits on new pumping. Residents of other areas of the state also could establish their own RGMAs. SB 1457 and HB 2714 also contain provisions for voluntary water conservation. Senate Minority Leader Priya Sundaresan acknowledged that a similar plan last year went nowhere in the Republican-controlled legislature, but Republicans who had advanced their own plan last year to protect agricultural interests had no better luck in coming up with a deal that was acceptable to a majority of lawmakers. What's different this year is there appears to be a sense of urgency, particularly by elected officials of the largely Republican-affected communities, who say that unless something is done, and soon, there will be no coming back. Travis Lingenfelder, chairman of the Mojave County Board of Supervisors, said that it's true in the Hualapai Basin on which Kingman sits, one of the areas of the state currently with no regulations on who can pump groundwater and how much. We've had Saudi, United Arab Emirates, and Central California corporations who are no longer permitted to over-extract groundwater from where they are from, he said. They've collectively purchased over 78,000 acres in the Hualapai Valley Basin and are currently cultivating 16,500 of those acres for export agriculture. More to the point, Lingenfelder said they have collectively drilled more than 100 wells exempt from regulation, with 16 of those capable of pumping between 3 and 3,500 gallons per minute. And a single well with a 3,500 gallons per minute capacity can extract more than 4 million gallons of groundwater a day. And those are larger than anything owned by Kingman. These entities are pumping water at an unsustainable scale, Lingenfelder said, with users extracting 30,000 more acre-feet of water a year than is recharged. To put that into perspective, an acre-foot of water is about 32,000 gallons and considered capable of supporting 2 to 3 families a year. Wilcox Mayor Greg Hancock said the problem is already here, what with wells of individual homeowners going dry and the ground collapsing as there is a race to the bottom to deepen wells. And Prescott Mayor Phil Good, in lending his support for the Democrat plan, urged lawmakers to avoid making this political. "I am a conservative, active Republican," he said. And what this measure will do, he said, is allow rural supervisors to control their growth, control their future, and be able to have a broad policy that protects a balance of interests between business, development, agriculture, and rural communities' ability to provide future water for current needs and future needs. The current problem traces its roots back to the enactment of the state's historic 1980 Groundwater Act, designed to address the overdraft in 5 urban areas. It set up active management areas in each of these, Tucson, Pinal, Santa Cruz, Phoenix, and Prescott, with requirements to curb pumping. The only thing is that bipartisan plan left the rest of the state unregulated. That gap came into sharp focus when Fondomente, a Saudi-owned company, bought and leased up large tracts of land in the Ranagras Plain in La Paz County to grow alfalfa to be shipped back to the home country to feed the dairy cattle there. They did that because Saudi Arabia prohibits such farming in its desert, but Arizona has no regulations. La Paz County Supervisor Holly Irwin said there's nothing in the legislation to stop that. It's private property, she said. "They're there," Irwin said. "They bought the property." What this will do, she said, is keep the problem of groundwater depletion from getting any worse. This will prevent any future massive or big water user to be able to come in and do this type of operation, Irwin said. What with that basin being 1 of 5 that would be formed automatically into a rural groundwater management area. "We need the local control, which has been lacking for years," she said. "We need to be able to decide what's going to happen within their own counties and put something together from a local perspective." Others are in the Hualapai Valley, Lingenfelder's concern, along with Gila Bend, San Simeon, and Wilcox. The State Department of Water Resources, using a provision in the 1980 law, actually has imposed an AMA on the Wilcox Basin. But Hancock said, there are serious issues with the plan. As established, he said, it could restrict the ability of agricultural interests to grow. Wine's a big industry in Wilcox, Hancock said. Under the AMA, they're kind of stuck at where they're at, he said. There's no room for growth. By contrast, Hancock said, allowing residents to create a rural groundwater management district, something not now allowed but would be permitted, would be more flexible and we might be able to grow our wine industry. That question of local flexibility is allowed that could be a sticking point. Last year's Republican plan would have created a complex and legal and governmental process to allow for designation of rural management districts. It allowed some mandatory conservation measures while still protecting the rights of farms to pump groundwater. That proved unacceptable to Democrats who wanted a simpler process with fewer hurdles to create a district and giving council members more regulatory authority. There was also a dispute over who should serve on each area's water council, who would appoint them, and whether they actually had to live within the area. Sundarishan said, what's different this year is that the bill starts with the benefit of input from both sides. And she said there have been compromises, calling her bill and the mirror legislation sponsored by Representative Chris Mathis, Democrat of Tucson, the starting point for rural groundwater legislation. Much of the heavy lifting for Republicans and their allies will be by Representative Gail Griffin. The Hereford Republican, who has championed various bills designed to deal with water supply, chairs the House Committee on Natural Resources, Energy, and Water, through which any plan must pass. Governor Katie Hobbs said she met with Griffin on Wednesday. I would characterize that meeting as positive, the governor said. I don't want to put words in the representative's mouth, she continued, but I feel we both left the meeting with at least a basic agreement that something needs to happen this year. Griffin, for her part, would not comment on the meeting, but she said she now reads the 88-page bill before expressing any opinions on what it does and does not contain. Hobbs is exerting her own pressure on lawmakers to come to a deal. There's no denying that we are at a critical juncture at managing our water resources, she said, and it's imperative that we take action right now. We have the water we need to thrive now and into the future. But all that came with a warning. Hobbs said she'll use the powers she has to act if lawmakers reject a plan. That power includes what she did through the Department of Water Resources to order creation of an active management area, the kind of rigid control that Hancock said is too onerous. This legislation would create 5 new rural groundwater management areas. Our next article, Williams and Williams both triumph. This is by Cindy Chatters from the 11th of February. Camille Williams and husband Wayne Williams bought a vacation home in Williams, Arizona 8 years ago. 6 years later, they moved to Williams full-time. They'd fallen in love with the community and the variety of the seasons. Once the Williams were living here full-time, more and more things began to fall into place. Now Williams cannot help but feel that she is exactly where she is meant to be. Her business is Williams AZ Bookkeeping and Tax Service. Although her business is located in Williams, Arizona, she offers services to the entire state of Arizona. In fact, the Williams in the name of the business is from Camille's last name. There's no mistaking the synchronism found with Williams and her business. However, Williams feels it is the opportunities that continue to show up on her doorstep that make it impossible to deny that this is her calling. Williams has been passionate about accounting her whole life and remembers taking accounting classes in high school. She's also a small business owner and has been for the last 25 years. The Williams are owners of an e-commerce business that specializes in golf cart and utility task vehicles, or UTV, parts and accessories. She does all the accounting for that business. After moving to Williams full-time, Williams' responsibilities with the e-commerce business began slowing down, and she decided it was time to start something new. Friends and business colleagues had been encouraging Williams to share her expertise and offer bookkeeping and tax services. She decided to go for it and started the business out of her home. After only a year, it became apparent that an office space would be more beneficial to the Williams environment. Good fortune continued to rally behind Williams and came by way of Allison Fritzinger and Troy Troutman. Fritzinger is the owner of the office building that Williams now operates her business out of. Fritzinger was not intending to rent out the building, but when Williams approached her, she felt the match was a perfect fit. Troutman is a well-known tax preparer for Williams. Troutman has slowly been moving out of the accounting world while looking for someone to care for his clients. After meeting Williams, he knew his clients would be in good hands. Troutman has begun transitioning his clientele to Williams and is now able to focus more of his time on his real estate and antique businesses. Williams offers general accounting and bookkeeping services as well as notary services, individual and business tax preparation, small business setup, ongoing financial review, and planning for established businesses and financial planning. Williams also offers free consultations and is looking into additional discounts that can support the locals. Williams is well-versed in the bookkeeping and tax world and has a network of colleagues she can partner up or refer folks to if they have a more unique or specialized situation. Williams is devoted to the close-knit community of Williams. She not only found her new home, but is doing what she loves, all while satisfying the business need within our little town of Williams and throughout all of Arizona. That's Williams and Williams, both triumph. You've been listening to Northland Views here on Sun Sounds of Arizona with your volunteer reader, Chuck Kaufman. Reminding you, you can listen to Northland Views and other Sun Sounds of Arizona programming streaming on the Sun Sounds of Arizona website at sunsounds.org or by downloading the Sun Sounds of Arizona app from the Apple App Store for your iPad or iPhone or the Google Play Store for your Android phone or tablet. And finally, you can listen to the Sun Sounds of Arizona stream on your Amazon Echo or Dot.